Welcome to Zion Impact Ministries, the local assembly of the Kingdom Community of Believers. As you listen to this message, we pray that God establishes the governing influence of Christ Jesus in your life through fellowship and the manifestations of the Holy Spirit.
Praise the Lord. I want to talk to you briefly about exemption and fortification. This month is our month of exemption by the renewing of our love for God and by the fear of God. Bosumi wo ye de to say ye kenyan ye do amanyame ene nyame suru e wo ye mu no ye kenyan no ye de adwen e ko ho say nyame e wo say ye do no number 1 number 2 e wo say ye nya osuru bi ma no say ne beya ye ho be popo na asem ho ye de na asem be to na mo. Okay, I heard a man of God do an analogy and I loved it and I said, this one, I will use it. He said, every man that is married understands how love and fear works together. The fear of God, reverential fear, works together. You love that girl, but you are very afraid of her. Because every man who has married for over 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, knows that every woman can be a witch. And every woman is an angel. It depends on how you cross her. Hey! The same person that is serving you, sweetheart, there, the day she feels that you have offended her, and it's a feeling, oh, like one woman woke up in the night and woke up her husband and said, why is it that I saw you in my dream greeting our neighbor? Explain to me why you were greeting our next door neighbor in a very romantic way. So to her, the dream is revelation and reality. And mumu bebre sa munya sunda ya fo bi ho pe um bisa nyame question said then na ekoso e your reality na mo de jaji amanfo meboa meboa. Praise the Lord. So the man of God said, when we say we are loving God, God is to be loved, but we must it looks like it's like a paradox. It doesn't jive, but there's no contrast. Do you understand me? When we say we are loving God, we are not talking about a romantic thing. Neither do we say when you are afraid of God, when you are fearing the God, it means that you are afraid of him because of a negative consequence. Do you understand me? It means that we are giving him reverential respect and honor. We understand that he is the source of the universe, number one. Number two, we understand that his word is authority. His word is binding. It is by his word that everything consists. And so we honor his word. His word is not to be trifled. Most of you, when you go to the hospital and the doctor, medical people diagnose you and tell you that, look, you have this problem. So you don't contest the word that the doctor has given. Is that not so? You take it. And when the doctor takes his pen and begins to write some medicine, you believe without a shadow of doubt that the medicine that the doctor is prescribing for what he claims he has diagnosed in your body will cure you. And so you have unquestioned faith in the diagnosis, the prognosis of the doctor. Therefore, his solutions he prescribed to you, you don't question it. Praise the Lord. And yet, when God tells you that this problem, you have this problem, deal with it. Either God is lying or the man of God who spoke to you by God is lying. In your mind. Is that not so? Yeah. Now, this generation has become so delusional that we take the Bible and we read it and we say that I disagree with God for killing the Israelites. How can a loving God open the ground for it to swallow people? Why? I can't serve a homophobic God. Hallelujah. So, you need to understand that the fear of God is part and parcel of our walk of love with God. Do you understand me? You should understand that the call to walk with God in love comes necessarily by the fear of God. First of all, you must understand the nature of God. God is a God of love. His nature is a nature of love, but his appearance is very deadly and fearful and terrible. What did I say? God is love. Everything about him is love. He exudes love. But by his presence, masa nyami piwa ha obi abedwane. Obonsam piwa ha undwane. Obonsam ne hunye hu. Nyame hu ye hu. But obonsam, let me tell you, if you want to see how terrifying God is, look at the seraphs he has created. Na wa hu angel anyame create nyame aye. Abodie ogina ho no. Ne nim hasei eye nipa nim. Ne haye jata. Ne haye ox ya kan say. Ena ne haye eagle. Owo enim four. Ena ogina na me nim. Uhu na obegina ho. Inti nia oye sa ade huhu no. O ga so no ne hunye hu. There is a depiction of one of the angels. You see one huge eye with wings around. That is a seraph. Then the cherubs have the four. When he appeared on the mountain, if you read Hebrews 12, when he appeared on the mountain, the Bible says, so terrifying was the sight. The Israelites said, then a voice, when he spoke, I am Yahweh. They told Moses, go, hear him. If we hear this voice a second time, we will die. Last Sunday, I showed you the things that God has done. Was it last Sunday? Okay, the things that God has created in the universe. And I showed you how small this earth is compared to the many things that God has done, right? And I told that if God created those humongous things, then you should know that he is big indeed. And so when I preach and I tell that nyame obo asasi we no na oba so asamba ebebo nipa no ordinary to is like a giant working with a speck of dust. Do you understand me? Nyame ni tumi so. And I explained to you that say wadwe nkoh a uhu tatia na mo ntatia ant. You take the ant and then you tell the ant, ant, I call you Caleb. Caleb ant. I will make your life beautiful. Then the ant turns to you and say, can you do it? Are you sure? How will you feel? You slap the ant. You don't need to slap the ant. When you do shit, the ant will die. That is the scale with which God revealed. So it is very difficult for human beings to understand when God says, I love you. Then you, a human being, with that same human ant analogy, you want to show the ant how much you love it. So, with the power you have, you turn yourself into an ant and go into ant world, like Ant-Man, and begin to relate with ant. The power that you came with, no, it is beyond that, because you can do anything possible. So, when Jesus came in the human flesh, it is not possible for our sea to sink him. Father, you are king over the flood. Do you understand? He is a maker of the flood. It is not possible for that thing that you call the boisterous ocean to hold him. It can't. So you must understand who God is, his nature, his awesomeness. Ezekiel said, when I saw him, I fell down as the dead man. And he spoke, and his spirit entered me, and he took me on my feet. John also said, when I saw him, in the book of Revelation, when I turned and I saw him, I fell down as a dead man. So you understand. And number two, owo to me, ni to me so say, bibi to me owo we are simi na. Once have I been said, and twice have I heard, that all power belongs to God. To me biya, a ube hu, e nya media. Inti se obi wo tumi nyina eno di bibia so hene a ne de sani pa no e wo se ye di obu eni osroma no. Do you understand me? If somebody wields all power and controls all things, and out of him everything that we see and things we don't see come out of him, it means that that person ought to be feared and ought to be revered. Praise the Lord. If when Rollins was around, he exuded and commanded a certain kind of respect, even amongst those who don't like him. Everybody who insults him, when he enters the place, everybody will shout, why? Because somehow, he commands a certain kind of aura of honor. So what you say? Nipa bebre o ho na social media. Finance, I'm foolish phone be na be insulting men of God, be insulting some people. But if that person stands in front of you, you see that you don't have what it takes to even say good morning. So what you say? I heard that some news be some say why and people are insulting. But you see, I'm sure for most people are insulting. When she stands in front of you, you can't talk to her because of what she exudes. What I'm trying to say is that you can be mentioning Jesus' name like and be arguing with his word, but his smallest angel, which is a servant of his, when that angel comes and say, you are talking about my master, talk, let me hear. In one night, an angel went throughout Egypt. One night. Within the space of 12 hours, when David provoked God to anger by counting Israel, some few hours, an angel of the Lord came down. 24,000 people died. And that angel knew the address of every soldier. He knew the house address of every soldier. 24,000 soldiers. One angel. And you want to insult their boss. You want to argue with their boss. Argue with your phone. So what you say? So number one, God is to be feared. Tell your neighbor, God is to be feared. Let's not do Isaiah. Let's do Psalm 96 verse 4. Psalm 96 verse 4. One go, everybody. Everybody, again, read it powerfully.
For the Lord is great.
For the Lord is great. You pause and you meditate. My Lord is great. God is great. Nyamena ye sum no no. Nia osuma ne doba so mewunji enkwa no oye kesie. Ni tumiso. God is great. Number one, and greatly to be praised. God deserves your utmost great praise. Ofata waye yinina, ofata asede nyina, ofata enidie nyina. He deserves it. He is to be praised. He is to be praised. In other words, it's a requirement. We are under obligation. We are obligated to praise him for who he is in his greatness. And man cannot even define the greatness of God. Praise the Lord. Because we have not seen. We have not seen a quarter. The psalmist said, when I take a look at the works of your hands, because that is the only thing we can see. And the works of the hands, the psalmist just looked at his place. And I'm not sure he had the telescopes that we have today to look at the heavens and to see. So he just looked at the mountains, and he looked at the skies, and he looked at the sea, and he looked at the stars. That's why you've been singing, when I... Because that is what you can see. You can't see beyond the mountains. If not for the space of Hubble, you'll be comparing the greatness of this God to how Everest looks like. I saw most of you when the eclipse of the sun happened. God is great too. Hey, I saw a lot of prophets, right? Tell you, God is here. Sir. You see, that's why I don't want your prophetic gift. The kind of prophetic gift you have is not what I want. Because the sun is one of the smallest stars in our neighborhood. And then a certain moon, which is moving around, just is passing in front of. The moon is always passing in front of the sun. Just that it blocked your view of the sun. That is all eclipses. The moon eclipsed you. Eclipsed the sun from your view. Whilst it is moving. Hey! Nyami to me so. The moon and the earth has been moving every day. The earth has been turning around 1,000 miles per hour. But you have not tossed off. You don't know. The speed. No aeroplane. No car is traveling that fast. The earth is spinning. It has not reminded that God is great. The Lord is great and greatly. So when we come to church and we are singing, and I will worship you, lift you high above. Now to her, now show your phone. Now sharing. Now sharing. You are a joke. You think we are just some religious fanatics wasting time. You are a joke. You are a joke. You are a joke. It's because you have not met him. You have not seen him. So the writer of Psalms, he had not seen God, but he decided to look at. He said, when I look at the works of your hands, what is man that you are mindful of? He understood that this God must be great. If I just look at the tapestry of the world, just alone. I'm not going beyond. I'm just studying what is available to me, the available data to my eye and to my world. Do you understand? He has not even had the scientific know-how to study the intricate nature of the human body, which is another wonder of itself. How your neurons are connected, how your brains are able to interpret this thing as black. And my brains and everybody's brains at the same time, and we are not getting it wrong. The wisdom of that God, that without your involvement, your eye blinks. The science teachers taught you that it's called reflex action. That independently, without your control, certain part of your body act on their own is in perfect sync to protect you and to cause your body to function and not give up. For instance, you want to go forward without thinking, you just move, and the brain is coordinating this leg. When you wanted to move forward and this one was going back and this one was moving forward, will you walk? But the wisdom of that God to program the neurons of your brains to make sure that by will, without thinking, when you think about forwardness, both legs move forward. You have not thought about it. God is great and greatly to be praised. Do you understand that at a certain point of time in the day, okay, your body naturally shuts down and puts you to sleep. And you will sleep heartily for a certain period. And then at a certain hour, without your involvement, the body wakes up refreshed. And you think it is your alarm clock that woke you up. Take that same alarm, take it to the mortuary and put it and let it wake up the rest of the people who are sleeping. That without your involvement, there is no machine in the heart causing the heart to pump. But the heart pumps every day, pumping blood to circulate and carrying oxygen to different parts of your body. And then another system of veins takes the used up blood, bring it back to renew oxygen. And that should tell you that God is great. That is your blood system. Yeah, we have not gone to the lymphatic system. We have not gone to the skeletal system. We've not gone to the reproductive system. We've not gone to the respiratory system. That without no action, your body takes in this air and separates oxygen from the different gases within the air and use up only the oxygen and bring out. When I take a look at your works, when I analyze, because Do you understand? When I take a look at your works, you, have you taken a look at the works of God lately? Because you keep judging God by how much money you have or do not have. Right? But it is time to behave like the psalmist. When I look at your works, what is man? So for the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. Then the next sentence says what? He is to be feared above all gods. Anything that calls itself God actually came from God. Amen. The rebellious powers and servants that rebelled and came to the earth that have entered into all manner of created stuff that demonstrate power, they all source themselves to God. Amen. Anything that calls itself God or source began from God. So what you are saying? So the Bible says that say usro antoa or say this our God Yahweh is to be feared above antoa nyami bia wo ebusuema usro no say nyami wei e wo say usro no sin say nyame na owo ukro mu no. Do you understand? Our God is greatly to be feared. That is one principle you must know. And to be able to understand it, that's why I spend a lot of time trying to explain, using some few things to explain how great our God is. How great is our God? How great is our God? How great is His name? How great is His name? He's the greatest of all. He's the greatest of all. Forever the same, forever the same. He rolls back the waters of the mighty Red Sea and said, I will lead you. Put your trust in me. Put your trust. Oh, you don't know that song? Some of us are trying to make minimum. Praise the Lord. Psalm 2, verse 11. Are you learning something?
Yes, sir.
Okay, let's go.
Psalm 2, verse 11.
One, go.
Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling.
Doesn't this sentence look like a contradiction? Rejoice with what?
Trembling.
How do you
rejoice
whilst trembling? So that should tell you that he's not talking about being terrified. He's talking about having a certain reverence for the one you are rejoicing in front. Do you understand? Wow. Like when you meet a certain hero, you are happy he has saved you, but you are aware of the kind of powerhouse. Do you understand me? Rejoice with what? Trembling. In other words, revere him. Give him the utmost honor. And be happy that he is for you. Do you understand me? Be happy that God is not your enemy. Like, rejoice. That, hey, sanya mi we. So, abon sam ekutiawa. Ubit mi enjwania tuwa nyame. Nasanya mi kutiawa. Hina na ubejwania tuwa no. Do you understand me? So rejoice with trembling means that be thankful and consider it a privilege that this God is not my enemy. He is not my enemy. He doesn't see me as the enemy. Neither does he deal with me according to my iniquities and weaknesses. Rejoice. Because if God was to deal with us the way he dealt with Satan when Satan rebelled only once, hey, where would we be? Serve the Lord with fear. In other words, when you come, I keep saying it here in this church, when whichever department you are in, whether you are a pastor, a minister, whatever department you are in, what you are doing, you are not helping Brother Kwesi. You are not serving Kingsley J. Gosson. You are serving Daddy God. Because Brother Kwesi does not... See, I don't have the ability to keep you coming here every Sunday. When Auntie Matilda calls me Daddy, I say, Father, please don't slap me. I have not become her daddy. She is saying it all. I am black, we see. I am what? Hey! You see, if I have called you a son before, lift up your hand. All of you call me Papa, Papa. I've called you a son before. When? You don't remember. Everyone will be careful. I've called you a son before. When? Oh, I will tell you you are my son, but you will never hear me call you, hi, son, how are you? Or bless you, son. You won't catch me. I know you, that you are my sons and daughters. That one I know. That one I know. God himself. There was a church one time, a Accra church. God told me, I'm bringing father them. So whether they acknowledge me or not up to now. One time I was lying down, God was having to pray for somebody. I said, these people, they are not him. He said, you are still, according to the contract, you are still their father. I said, I don't talk to them. I've not even had a conversation. You are their father. I said, father them. 2006. That's why there are many people who have rebelled against this church and left out of offense. They left. You'll be there. God say, pray for this. I said, Father, this person, do you understand me? The last time you saw Ezekiel here, I was lying on my bed. I swear, I'm bringing him back. I'm bringing Ezekiel back. Father him. He doesn't have a covering. Father him. Protect him. I'll make him great. I said, Father, no. No. They left. they have another pastor. Let another pastor father them. He said, no. So I called him. Come, let's talk. I said, don't come right now. Take your time. Settle everything. Because I want to repent here first. No, I need to repent. And when I say repent, I need to change my mind of how I thought I knew God's dealings when it comes to things. Do you understand me? I thought I know that somebody has left willfully. After all, I didn't beg you to join. You join. Like, I tell you my story. Let me check the time. I tell you my story. Okay. I heard a woman of God preach on Radio Universe many years ago, 1998. I heard a woman preach on Radio Universe. And then, I liked her ministrations and everything. So I decided that, let me go and look. Then he said, we have a church. Our church is in Osiriga Cinema Hall, Powerhouse Foundation Ministry. Come. So I said, okay. I'd been listening for over a month. I said, I like the way she ministers and everything. Let me go. So I left. I went. I didn't hear from God. I didn't hear my son go to Osu. I didn't hear anything. I carried myself and I went. I became their first church member. I was their first church member. And then we grew. I stayed there for 10 years. No, I stayed there for 12 years. After the 12 year, a lot of things had been happening. And I started telling God, Father, I need to leave. The first time I made an attempt to leave, that was like after 5 years of staying there. I had not told anybody. I had made up my mind that after this service, I will leave quietly. Mapon, remember, have you? Because some things were happening, I won't share them here, that I was not happy about. The woman of God was preaching. Then he mentioned my name and called me and said, why are you watching, sir? Your poem was sorry, ha. Umba have you? I said, Father, I thought it was an agreement between me and you. Why are you telling her? Then she spoke to me. When I went home, I went to pray. I said, Father, you have been seeing what is happening. You can't get close to these people. They will curse you one time. That's not the kind of life I want to live. I want to go. The Lord said, I sent you there to make you a pillar in that church. So don't leave. I said, Father, you didn't send me there. I remember the day I heard the message and I said, I will go. When I went there, this is what happened. That's why I stayed. When I sat down, we were praying. They were speaking in tongues. He and the husband, they were sitting down speaking in tongues. Then I felt wind enter my ear and then came out here. I had poof, poof. When I was growing up, I used to have this terrible ear problem. My ear used to hurt me. Okay. And so it was difficult to hear well. And there was, in the night, always there was pain. Sometimes pus would be coming out. So I used to have, I used to put a cotton. Okay, my ear used to really hurt me. All I heard, wind enter. I had poof, poof. Then the woman mentioned my name, full name, and said, God said he has just healed your ear. As soon as I said, it's true. I said, I could hear clearly. I said, wow, this is my church. So I reminded God that you healed me there. So I decided. I did what? And so when I wanted to leave, he said, I, God, not you. And also, I sent you there. So God is great in the sense that even in the mundane things, decisions, that you think he is not part of it, he is inside. He is the reason why you are here. You think you brought yourself. So whatever you do here, you are not helping me. You are fulfilling your destiny. I may not see what you do, to reward you. You may be praying for me. You may not be praying for me. But whatever you are doing, oh yeah, Bonia, oh Ben, oh Betty, oh Betra, oh yeah, Bonia. Yummy with you. Yummy, oh baby, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. Praise the Lord. When you serve in God's house, you are serving Him. And He says, do it with fear. In other words, do it with honor. Have a certain sense of reverence for the God you are serving. You are supposed to lead prayer. You are supposed, everything you are doing, whichever role, you open the door, you sweep. You are not sweeping for me. Now, the sweeping, my Ebida, I did it for 12 years. My Ebidao, I will walk from house to church, sweep, dust, table, everything. At a point in time, in that same church, I was a praise and worship leader. You say, waiting. I was praise and worship leader. Come and see me leading praises. Tja, timing was a problem between me and the drama. Master, find my key and follow me. I don't know which key I sing. You must find the key. Follow me. I remember that guy, Kojo, Sunny FM. One day he came. He was playing the keyboard for us. I was singing this, and then he was signaling me. I said, Master, follow me. Hallelujah. Because I'm not a musician. But because of constraint, I had to be a musician. Praise the Lord. Serve the Lord with fear. Ifa osro kronkron esom nyame. And we are not just talking about when you come to God's house. You are serving God when you go and sit in your office. You are serving God in your home when you are interacting with your spouse. You are serving God when you are sitting behind your business, selling whatever it is you are selling. When you are serving a customer, you are serving God. Do it with reverence and with fear. Adebia who ye bia who say oh som nyame. So he says, whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your strength and do it as unto the Lord. Do it as unto the Lord. Whatever you are doing, do you understand me? Because you are serving the Lord with fear. Why? I'll tell you why very soon. One of the whys I've already told you is that God is to be feared above all gods. Those of you who came for all night, I told you to look for a certain man's book, Muhammad something something Maktoum, the leader of Dubai. He has a book called My Vision. One of his foremost vision is that he said, this is a man who fears God, his God, and who fears and loves his God. And so whatever I'm doing for my God. This is a Muslim. And it is that fear of his God that is pushing him to develop Dubai the way it is, so that his people, so that guy, I was telling somebody, if you read a book, they've written it, you may be a civil servant working in some remote area. Let your wife give birth. This man will send a personalized card to you and your family. Fall sick, don't go to work, and he will send a personalized card and gift to you. Worship. He is aware of who came to work and who doesn't come to work. In every department. He has put the systems in place. No wonder Dubai is Dubai. And Ghana can never be Dubai. Because there is a visionary who has attached the development, what he is doing for his country, to his fear of God. Then you who have the way, the truth, and the life, you go to work and you steal company papers for your own product. And you think you are serving God. Productive work hours is what you use to do your personal things. You don't fear God. Do you hear me? If you are, what makes you a good Christian must make you a good citizen. Write it down. What makes you a good Christian must make you a good citizen. You don't be pouring rubbish in the gutter in front of your house and be saying that Abain should come and help us clean the gutter. Is it Abain that puts it there? What makes you a good Christian will make you a good citizen. What makes you a good Christian will make you a good neighbor to your neighbors. What makes you a good Christian will make you a good employee and a good employer. Do you understand me? That is why when you're in this church, you keep hearing me. If you have a house help, you maltreat the house help. Me, I will sack you from this church. I will sack you. You cannot maltreat people and not see anything wrong with it. You can't do that. The reason why Paul wrote to Gaius is that they said Gaius had a servant who rebelled and ran away. And Paul got him and converted and said, accept him back. I am sending him, accept him. He said that if you feel like not accepting, remember that you owe your life to me. In other words, I got you born again. If it's not me, like, you are bound to hell. Treat people well. Treat people well. Do you understand me? Don't look at somebody's maybe financial status before you on. No, whatever you do for your brother, your sister is a revelation of your fear of God. So who's throwing your mirror? Only be a business. I won't cheat in Ipano. So what you say? Who's throwing your mirror? Obi Bwawa. You see, your wabwa and turning to say toilet roll. God can connect people by himself. So God was just using you to connect me to my destiny. Ah, that is how you to somebody will use you like a toilet roll and throw you away. Edusa, don't cry. Because whatever a man shall sow. Do you understand me? There are some people, they have short memory. That somebody, one of my favorite key proverbs was, enam eduaso enahuma ahuma ehunsoro. Do you understand me? When God uses somebody to give you wings to fly, don't insult the person who has not flown yet. Because if he was not standing, you will not fly. If he didn't give you the wings, you will not fly. So don't always remember, human beings have short memory. You demonstrate your fear of God by having a deliberate mindset that I will honor the people that God used to bless me. And you don't go out and be insulting the person that God used to bless you. Some of you, it is somebody that saw you through primary school. Remember the person. Somebody saw, there was a day that you didn't have money. Somebody gave you. If today the person cannot give you that money, it doesn't make the person useless. Are you here with me? Somebody said, the plate that we eat in, we call it dirty after we are finished eating inside. Dirty dishes. When somebody finishes helping you, don't call the person useless. Fear God. Tell your neighbor, fear God. Fear God. Serve him with fear. And rejoice with trembling. Hallelujah. What says my time? Okay. Let me jump a lot of things. Now, let me jump some things and come to this one. I want to contrast two fears. Wrong fear of God and the kind of fear of God that God wants us to have. Number one, you know the scripture a lot. Matthew 25:25. This is the wrong kind of fear. Matthew 25:25. This is not what God says. When we say the fear of God, that's not what God is looking for. Matthew 25:25. Put it there. Who is there? When we're talking about the servant.
Matthew 25:25. And I was afraid and went and hid your talent in the ground. Look.
Who is changing the things there? Has the person eating kose? Matthew 25:25. Everybody read with me.
And I was afraid and
went and hid your talent in the ground. Look, there you have
For clarity's sake, let's go to verse 23. Let's go.
His Lord said to him, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord."
24.
Then he who had received the one talent came and said, "Lord, I knew you to be a hard man."
Number one, or say what I knew. In other words, he has a knowledge of a certain of God or of the master. And he knows that God, the master, is what?
A hard man.
I started by telling that God by nature is lovely, but his appearance is hard, terrifying.
Yes,
right?
Yes,
I know you to be a hard man. Number one. Number two.
Reaping where you have not sown.
It is true, but it is false. Wherever you see anything, it belongs to God. He said, "The cattle on 1,000 hills belongs to me. The earth is the Lord's." Psalm 24. "The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Everything and all the people that dwell, everything belongs to him." So when you see God reaping anywhere, he sowed it. Because every seed comes from him. He is the one who gives seed to any farmer. And he is the one who multiplies harvest. So that is false information about God or about the master. I know that you are a hard man. Number two, you reap where you have not
sown.
So to him, "God, you did not sow strength into my life. So the salary I've received, you cannot command me to give it to you as first fruit." I used my wisdom. When I was writing the exam, where were you? When my boss was chasing me and I was doing sleepless night to finish the project, where were you? That now they have given me bonus and you say I should bring it as first fruit or tithe. You are trying to reap where you have not sown. That is this guy. He doesn't fear God. He has a knowledge, a corrupted knowledge about the God he was following. And if you start at the beginning of this parable, he said that this master gave goods or gave talent to his servant. So such a person was serving the king. Wow. Are you serving the Lord with fear? With what heart are you serving God? Do you understand? Let's go.
"Gathering where you
gather where you have not scattered." In other words, you don't care people. You just go to place and gather. Let's go.
25. "And I was
25. And I was afraid. And then
and went and hid your talent in the ground. Look, there you have what is yours."
This is what you gave me. So take your thing back. I was afraid. By the false knowledge he has of God, he developed a fear which is not healthy. But this is the next verse is not my emphasis, but I want to show you something. 26. One go, everybody.
"But his Lord answered and said to him, 'You wicked and lazy servant.'"
Have you noticed? You do what? Wicked, because the revelation, the knowledge that you think you have of me, there is two kinds of fear. One is healthy, one is wicked. One is terrible. The fear that makes you to honor God and tremble at his word so you do as he pleases is healthy and righteous and holy. The fear that makes you terrified so you won't do. God says, "Prepare and come and preach." You say, "I'm afraid." That is a wicked mindset. The fear that God says, I was telling the international people yesterday, God says, "Bring your first fruits for covenant." You said, "I am afraid because how will I go through the rest of the month?" That when you didn't have job, how were you living? So that fear of what you won't get, that fear that God wants to reap where he has not sown, it's a wicked and lazy fear. That is an unhealthy fear that God is not requiring. God does not want to be terrified of his hard nature so that you refuse to take the steps or to obey what he has said. You must tremble at his word. So there's in various parts in the book of Psalms, it says, you his holy servant, fear the Lord. You his sanctified servant, fear the Lord. He keeps repeating it in the book of Psalms. Why? Because if you are going to serve this holy God, then you must revere him, that this God, his way is perfect. Everything God says to do will bring good to you and bring glory to his name. One thing I say, nyanyame beka cho se ye bia no, e de mpuntu obe breo, e de nyanyam bebreo no nso. Do you understand me? When he told Peter, follow me and I will make you. Look at the glory that God garnered from the life of Peter. But look at the honor Peter also received. Today, everybody mentions Peter's name and wants to flow in the kind of anointing that Peter flowed in. Right? He made him. So whatever God tells you to do will definitely advance your cause and it will bring glory to his name. God told Jesus, go and die for me. When the time came, Jesus said, I am afraid. I am sorrowful to the point of death. I wish I would not drink from this cup. God strengthened him. He did it. And now he has a name, according to Philippians chapter 2. He has a name above every other name. Do you understand me? And so, whatever God tells you to do will definitely bring honor, progress, benefits to you. And it will bring glory to him. And yet, whatever God tells you to do will not always be smooth. Because hard is the way that leads to salvation. So the road that leads to the salvation, the prosperity, the peace, is not an easy road. It's not a bed of roses. It's not a stroll in a park. There are sacrificial demands and requirements that is required or obligated on us to be able to get to the promised land. So he tells us in the book of Hebrews, 12:6 or 6:12? He says, imitate those who through faith and patience inherit the promise. Now, when you check those people, their life was not some kind of easygoing affair. This Christianity that because I have grace, there is no hardness, is false Christianity. Because the hardness that God takes us through perfects us, builds faith, builds confidence, builds our trust in him, and empowers us to depend on him until we become like him. Do you understand? That is why he says, endure hardness as a soldier of Christ. There are times God will intentionally deny you of some financial resources. In that time, he's not trying to be wicked towards you. He's trying to teach you to depend 100% on him. Ah, yeah. Sometimes you ask God for something. He will say anything, and yet it's a yes. He will give it to you, but he will not say anything. Can you trust him that if I prayed according to his will, then it means that he has heard me and I have my request. He doesn't need to talk. Can you trust him like that? Moses is leading a people of God to the promised land by the instructions of God. And the same God comes down in a pillar of fire by night, pillar of cloud by day, and intentionally leads him in the hard way to the Red Sea. And then instigates the heart of Pharaoh to chase after him. I don't understand. This God, he is a hard God. It's like a Nigerian movie, eh? I don't understand when I read the book of Exodus. I don't. He said, and go and tell Pharaoh that you should let my people go. And then he said, and I will harden his heart. I mean, I ask how rough, no? Many indeed. Eh? I didn't know. Yesterday, somebody visited me one night in the night. She came and she has an issue with her brother. She has a shop. The brother wants to destroy the shop. The brother will go and carry a truckload of cow dung and come and spear it on her. And the land where she has put her shop is their father's house. The father built a house, and so the land belongs to their late father. So, and everybody has a room. The brother say, leave this house. I don't want to see you. The brother is a policeman. So he takes the matter to the police. He asks the brother in front of the police, what do you want from me? He said, I don't want to see your face. Just leave. She's talking to me. I said, it's not your brother. Your brother has gone to marry somebody. And the lady that brother your brother has married wants your shop. So has gone to Juju to work your husband. Everything that woman says, your husband will obey. He said, man of God, is true. I said, what I'm seeing is that this lady, that she was married to somebody. She went to Juju to kill the person and took the property of the man. He said, it's true. And said, she intends to do that and kill your brother. He said, man of God, two people have had a dream that they saw my brother dead. I said, don't hate your brother. Because I said, before this woman came into your brother's life, your brother really loved you. He said, yes, it's true. Your brother really loved you. But from the day this woman stepped, trouble, he said, yes. I said, don't worry. What do you want? There are people who are wicked. But you see, sometimes God will intentionally allow this. In her conversation, do you know what she told me? Because the first time I met her, I told her, you, the hand of God is upon you. God used to speak to you. But some men of God, you met some fake people, okay, who messed you up. You know, some foolish people, they think this work we do is business. So they meet people and then they want to dupe them, want to sleep with the girls in the church and all that. So I said, you met these fake people and they measure. So also Otia Oti chain. Now the Hukoka Inra. But God is on hand is on you. So God says, I should tell you, get back to him and he will get back to you. He will protect you and he will preserve you. Mekacha Nache when Fimi. Yesterday when she was talking, he said, but well, I thank God. Now, because of what my brother is doing, every night I wake up to pray. May say, Okia. May God keep your brother alive to worry you for a while. Those are the people that song is for. I will pray, I will pray. If I don't pray, my brother will make mess of me. Because Mumbebre, if we turn such a man, just suffer. There are many of you seated here. You, when we come, yeah, we are praying. Go higher, baya. Monka said, "Crawford, dear, is there Jimmy Empire crown? There ain't no crown on Monka Chenya me. Wait, Abi, you are growing. Life will happen to you. Don't worry. The chop boss mind, you will come out of it. You will rent your own house, or you will build your own house, whichever it is." And then you will marry. Jesus said, the friends of the bridegroom, they will never fast. He said, but a time will come. A time will come. A time will come. He said, a time will come when the bridegroom will be taken away from them. Then, nobody will tell them to fast. Now, I'll show a bra, but now I'll show living. Now, Shani Ebana. What do you mean, Bompire? Ubu, you will see those people. Hekaka papa, ayako tekete, eteneneka. You will pray. I remember many years ago, Ejapo. Yeah, I've never seen him speaking in tongues before. But that day, he was screaming it. I said, hey, die rough, no. Who can say Nigerian movie in the ocean? You are trying to speak in tongues when there is no tongues. Praise the Lord. There are many of you like that. And I'm saying that sometimes God will allow the enemy to strike, to revive your fear of him. If his goodness cannot instigate fear for him, he will allow the enemy to strike. Like this lady. Now she has started going to. I started telling him from day one. As soon as I met him in my office at East Airport, as soon as he entered, I told her, you go to church. I showed him churches to go. She was never. It's this year she has started going to church because of what the brother is doing. Why do you want to wait till the devil come and do you when you start seeing ho-ho-ho in your dream? Ask your neighbor, what is ho-ho-ho? before you pray, before you start fearing God. No. Don't wait till that, like, problems come. Let me put it well. Don't let the devil give you prayer topics. Do you hear me? Men we see umpai yina nyame jimi fi oboni fo ninsem ya oboni fo bia o mebusema o ya me meboni tio pe meboni tio meboni tio meboni tio meboni tio meboni tio misane bentwa meboni tio meboni tio machine gun misane of fush me fa esro wesa me fa e form wesa me fa nunum me fa ayi me nyam me fe me de akakadu ka ho me people pray like that. You think I'm joking? Me fa gravels me de ka ho kakra me fa me ko ni ano a she kakra me de ka ho kakra me de ka ho Me sano bentwa, me de sano. Me tu shishino. We empire. We. That's how many people pray. Me chishre. Those is Pentecost. Me chishre. Then we'll be doing it. Next week, Sunday, we'll be on for Cain, Embra. When you come and bring Cain, you be go up on some. You see, they will come with Cain. Everybody, prapatapatapa. You go up on some. You see, you katano. So, next week, Sunday, you be sign your contract. You be go up on some too. And you up on some, you couldn't see this year. No, be a ya sanito, ya bonny bentwa, ya yenu, ye sienu, ye samba by any beam next week Sunday. And eh, or ye Jesus or best and resurrection. Useless mindset. I was so tenya me, so masse. You must understand what it means to pray. When we are praying, we are not begging God to do something for us. When we are praying, we are administering the will of God in the earth as it is in heaven. Do you understand me? Nyame person who say wama o to me no ejume bi wo ho person o di se ne be ya ne ni o nyambe dead enu nti na wo say usro no di obo ma no se ne asantini bi ehu otumfo a o di enim onidim die e ma no no o hini nyankwada na. Do you understand me? Because our God is King. Praise the Lord. So he told the servant, you wicked. Oh, go back to my scripture.
Matthew 25.
Go, no, 25. I'm not coming here because of my time. I need to finish. 26. You wicked and lazy servant, you knew that I reap where I have not sown. You see, the master did not deny it, because it is within the nature, just that the servant had a wrong understanding. Why? How does God take from where seemingly he has not sown? The servant forgot that he is the owner of the land and the one who sowed. Do you understand me? Adeni nyina ya ne dia inti okuma ondie wo ofa onwiaye. You must understand how great this God is. When he takes from anybody, he has not stolen. When he kills, he has not committed murder. I need you to understand this. Satan is not God's great opponent. Do you hear me? No witch, no in your family is God's opponent. They can't. They may be your opponent, but they are not God's opponent. Do you understand me? You have every power over all the power of the enemy. Jesus gave it to you. The way you are able to demonstrate it is living consciously. They be a word you say, "Wama me to me." Into sorry, no pan out down your miasse. Now bomb pie, now two hunchan your minsa. After you turn and make confessions by activating, use key into it, into the conscience. I am a child of God. In Him I live, I move, I have my being. The anointing of God is working in me. The light of God is at work in me. No darkness prevails against me. I shine in darkness, and no darkness can comprehend me. I shine in darkness. Do you understand me? I take authority over the atmosphere in this community. No witch, no wizard, no power that stands in junctions, no ritual done in the junctions of this community has any effect on me. I destroy demonic portals and gate that has been erected in the community to cause sickness, to cause trouble. I am out of it. I rule in this community. I take charge over the atmosphere. I take charge over the land, and I take charge over every river body. People, those of you who call me to come and dedicate your houses when you rent, you see, I pray this prayer that because a child of God has come here, every river, every atmosphere in the air, on the land, in the sea, or any river in the junctions, you are under this person that is coming to live here. That is who you are. That is who you are. I remember some few years ago, I think we were at East Airport, I got a call. One lady who was pregnant had gone to the hospital. She was due for delivery, and the doctor said there's complication. They have to operate on her. Otherwise, if she does vaginal birth, she may die. She called the pastor. Pastor, this is what, but I don't have money to go through the surgery. The pastor said, come and sow 300 Ghana cedis. Otherwise, I won't pray for you. The woman said, I don't have 300 cedis. The pastor said, then you will die. Luckily, a mother of one of our members was there. So they called me. I sent them the money and I said, you do the surgery. There will be no complication, because the doctors were saying even with the surgery, there will be. I prayed, short prayer. Father, I take charge. I neutralize everything. She will give birth, she will live. She gave birth. They wanted to bring everything to the church. I said, no, stay in that church. Let the pastor see and know that God made you a pastor, a shepherd over his people. He didn't make you God over his people. So what you say? They be a meka, me a nani, we a nyameba. Why employ me, say me show. It is because of you God anointed me. It is because of you God will open my eyes and God will open my ear. So that when the enemy is coming after you, I will know he can tell me and I will pray for you. That is all my work. It doesn't make me powerful than you. The way you are looking at it, you are a co-heir with Christ Jesus. What that means is that everything that Jesus has, you have it now. Not tomorrow. You have it now. I am just bringing you into your inheritance. I'm bringing you into the consciousness of what you have. That's my work. That is why when you misbehave, the scriptures give me power to rebuke you and say, Master, stop fooling. This is who you are. Are you here? Revere God. Can we go ahead now? Hey, mapa me time. So I've given you one way of how not to fear God, like this guy. Don't be terrified of God. Said that you become paralyzed in serving him. It's like, hey, if I don't pay my tithe, if I don't clean, God will kill me. No. 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 Do you understand me? That is not the nature of God, even though that may be a consequence. Do you understand me? That can be a consequence, because when God keeps showing you his goodness and you keep being rebellious, if you read this whole scripture, go to the 27, let me show you. So you ought to have deposited my money with the bankers and not 28. Look at it. So what?
Take the talent from him.
And give it to him who has 29. Look at it.
For to everyone.
Uh-huh.
More will be given,
uh-huh,
and he will have abundance. But from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away.
So the punishment is that you will lose, if you refuse to revere God, you will lose the little he has given to you. You will lose the blessings. You will lose. Yes, it is a principle in the kingdom. But God does not want you to serve him because of what you may stand to lose. He wants you to serve him out of the love you have for him. No, he doesn't even want you to serve him because of what you stand to gain. The reward should not be the motivation. I've taught you this before. The motivation should be because you are a servant of him. Blessed is the man whom God chooses and causes to approach him and to serve him. Do you understand me? So count it all joy. It's a great thing to serve the Lord. You have been singing that song. It is a great thing to serve the Lord. It is a great thing to serve the Lord. It is a great thing to serve the Lord. Walking in the light of God. Then he says, oh, walk, 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 walk in the light. Oh, walk, 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 walk in the light. Oh, walk,
walk, walk, walk.
Walk in the light, walking
in the light of God.
So God wants you to walk with him because he is your delight. Not that if I walk with God, he'll give me yogurt. Do you understand me? Don't let this is the premise upon which he tested Abraham. Abraham waited for a promise for 25 years. Then when Abraham got the promise, he said, Abraham, take what I gave you and come and sacrifice it to me. And Abraham did not say no. Then when Abraham acted it as, he said, now I know that you fear the Lord. Now I know that you do what? So, yes, I was telling the international people, your giving to God is a revelation that you tremble at his word. You honor him. He said, now I know that you fear me. If what you waited for 25 years, how long have you waited for the promise of God for your life? Oh, mommy, answer in the emergency plan. The reason why you have lost faith in God, how long have you waited? Abraham waited for 25 years. You, how many years have you waited? In fact, how old are you? So you see, that flimsy Christianity that we've brought up, thinking that we are righteous, is a wicked mindset. That's how Jesus sees it. Do you understand me? Some of us have the audacity to even give God date and time. Yesterday, the lady told me, the only one came to me, Apostle, baby, I called my bumpire, my brand new Jida. I said, now come on, I pray. I said, bumpire, he said, oh, so for me, yes, sure, sir, we empire beat me, I need baby. That's what she was telling me. Let me say, in tune, jin, tum, sir, nyame, or two missing, or bonsamna, or work you, no, what minimum we are. So why are you talking to me? Because, and I say, me the baby doing there, maybe I'm a fabia, me fa, me to means, me yen or no. And I may say, I am quite a now, can. She got me angry. I started addressing her from the dress she was wearing. I said, some of my one is a man dress, he's a family name. I said, oh yeah, nyame insa go so, oh, perso worry, shatadi awashe, or bem or beso pen, and your bema or beware. Or person or call two names radia. Or person or day. And now for so becker. Eh, apostle. Then Uncle can't warn your mason. Master, who name say me? Jarof no. Do you understand me? So I had to blast her, dress her, to, and then brought her mind to who God is. Before she said, okay, what he has here. Do you understand? Many of us have that. Who do you think God is? To give him ultimatum. You pray with some kind of, as if without you, God will cease to be God. Reverence him. Do you understand me? It's a counted privilege that he gave me one talent. I will use that one talent to bring glory and honor to his name. Do you understand me? He is king, and he gave to us according to our several abilities. I rejoice that I'm not in the marketplace still being useless, but he has taken me and brought me into his presence. That is great news for me. And I will serve him. And I know that if I do well with one, he said, if you are faithful with little. Probably the one who got 10 talents was faithful with one before. before I got to the scene. He had been faithful with one. So now he was giving two. And he was faithful with two. So he was giving four. And now he has been given 10. That's why he said, take what he has and give it to the one who has 10. Because maybe now he's going to be given 20. And you will have to work with 20 again. But you, the one, you don't want to be faithful, but you want somebody to give you true riches. It doesn't work like that in life and in the kingdom. There are three faithfulness God requires from you. God wants you to be faithful with little. God wants you to be faithful with money. And God wants you to be faithful in what belongs to another man. Do you hear? It is required. These are levels of faithfulness that God requires from you as a child of God. And it's a demonstration of your fear of God. Hallelujah. Can we end here? Next week we'll continue. Praise the Lord. God does not want you to be afraid of him, said that you are terrified, that you refuse him. You build some mindset. I know you are a hard man. I know you reap what you do. So I know that if I don't serve you, you kill me. So let me pay my covenant of exemption. Otherwise, God will not protect me. No. No. God was protecting you. When we say covenant of exemption, it's another realm. I was explaining to the people yesterday that, you see, the Bible says, everything that pertains to life and godliness, he has given to you, including protection. Do you understand me? But you see, within that equation, God has favorites. Jesus is going to a mountain to be transfigured. He called 12. He loves all of them. But he took three. And took them to the mountain. On the day he went to the Mount Olives, the same thing happened. He gathered people. He took some out and went further and left them from the crowd. If you want to be separated from the crowd, there are covenant requirements. There are sacrifices. An angel can be sent from heaven to particular people to establish a covenant of wealth. The day we entered into a covenant of heaven's help was a day God said, I will send my angel to test you. I didn't know. That year, at the beginning of that year, God said, my angel will come. I didn't know. Met in my office, East Airport. And then they said, a widow is looking for me. Me be a phone, I don't know, some tattered woman, addressing by heart, be my heart moved. Typically, I'll go like this. Father, is this person genuine? But my heart didn't. I just put my hand in my pocket, brought out everything and gave it to him. Said, don't worry, baby, I'll be fine. I'm born by man, no koi. 1 year later, we brought Prophet Seth. Prophet Seth was ministering. Then he just stopped. They said, Osofo, an angel came here. I said, an angel didn't come here. God told me an angel will come here the whole of last year. He said, also for that, angel not by here. Then he said, a widow came here. Described, say, yes, I remember. He said, he was not a widow. He's an angel. And I'm saying, sir, rough now, I'm in tiny mindio. In this time, no, angel never an enemy, buefu, kukua. Praise the Lord. See, that's why I tell you that on a daily basis, forbid your heart from being angry, being moody. Because if that day I had allowed myself to be moody about something that was not going on right, I would have messed it. So what you say? Or sometimes, maybe you'll be in shell before, but you are sad. Oh, Father, Charlie, look at life. Life is difficult too. Hey. Oh, dreams are brabo. It will be by how I dream so peace. Come on, man. But so when you are jiwo mudada, nas will be sa. Oh, je. This guy who died, Apreku. I hear the neighborhood he used to live in. His nickname was Unihao. He go and boost. He's coming. And I say, oh, also for Apreku, who made me 2 cities? He said, beje Unihao. Wabu, so I say Unihao. It's good to have a good heart. Jesus said, make friends with unrighteous mammon so that when he gives up on you, you'll be received. So what I say, have a pure heart, good heart, is evidence of your fear of God. nyame de ade shawonsa dimu no kre e chere se usro nyame. It's one of the ways to show that you fear God, and it's how to demonstrate God by being faithful in what is given to you to do. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I hope you've been blessed.
Thank you for listening. If you were blessed by this message, share it with someone so they can be blessed too. We look forward to fellowshipping with you next time at Zion Impact Ministries.